From a new version of a video game to a new version of a TV action show, one definitely from the pre-Halo era, The Bionic Woman. It's back on NBC, revamped for the 21st century. The first Bionic Woman was a symbol of change in the 1970s when the Equal Rights Amendment and women's place in the workforce were hot-button issues. NPR's Neda Ulubi wondered, does the new Bionic Woman say anything about women today?
If you don't remember The Bionic Woman, here's what you need to know. Jamie Summers was a tennis pro back when Billie Jean King was busting gender barriers on the courts. Jamie was almost killed in a skydiving accident and was bionically rebuilt. She became a secret government operative who went dangerously undercover as a Las Vegas showgirl, fought fembots, and saved unfortunates trapped behind the Iron Curtain.
Why'd they send you to rescue me? You're a woman.
Well, I guess they figured it needed a woman's touch.
It's still the early phases of the women's movement, and television is struggling to figure out how to deal with feminism.
Professor Susan Douglas studies representations of women on TV. She says The Bionic Woman was a sister of sorts to shows like Wonder Woman and Charlie's Angels. They were a way for the networks to acknowledge the women's movement.
One of the responses was to give women power, but it had to be in a sort of science fiction or cartoonish setting, not in reality.
The kids who idolized Jamie Summers didn't care if the show was cartoonish. They're now in their 30s and 40s, but some can still do Jamie's slow motion run and remember the sound effects.
Stats, Bionic Woman, audio, microsensor, catalog.
Meet Jonna Raskin, Gordon Frank, and Chris Covell. They gathered to watch a preview of the new Bionic Woman and were shocked by the changes to the upbeat show of their youth.
Oh no! It's already brutally violent.
Look at all this blood when it's only been, what, 20 seconds?
Chris Covell thinks the new show reflects a profound shift in attitudes towards technology. Back in the day, she said, computers, Walkmans, the space shuttle, technology was thrilling. Today's Jamie Summers feels literally overwhelmed by it.
She's bionic and she's out of control. It's too much technology for her to handle.
Right.
Whereas Jamie's like, this is fun, this is interesting and new. Computers are new, technology is new and exciting, I'm going to go with it. And here she's like, I can't handle it, I'm a monster who's tearing people's heads off.
This new bionic woman reminded fan Jonna Raskin of the characters in the show Heroes. Like them, Jamie is haunted by her powers. Raskin and Gordon Frank enjoyed the new Bionic Woman, but they were surprised that she's brunette and by her youthful demeanor.
I wanted a Bionic Woman in her 30s.
Well,
I don't want a 20-year-old Bionic Woman because I can't relate to that.
Because she looks about, what, 17, 18?
16.
It's the Bionic Woman.
She's not a woman yet. She's a teen.
But that may draw a new generation of fans who've helped make hits of Heroes, 24, and Alias, says Professor Susan Douglas.
The producers of this show clearly want, I think, a younger audience. They don't want those of us who actually saw the first Bionic Woman and are looking for a retro version of it. They want new viewers who maybe weren't even born when the first one was on.
Douglas liked the new Bionic Woman, so did fan Chris Covell, as long as she didn't have to compare it with the original. But she can't imagine little girls wanting to be this Jamie Summers.
I wouldn't feel comfortable watching this current Bionic Woman with my nieces and nephews.
Yeah, this is very adult. Yeah. They won't be doing lunchboxes.
But if they do lunchboxes, Gordon Frank says he's the type of fan who would probably buy one. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.